Hall of Fame, 20 Classic Rock Snubs,
exposes the baffling case of a rock icon who has been jilted every year for 3 decades. The story of the 1970 Joe Cocker American Tour that became a double live album and a movie, both called Mad Dogs and Englishmen, really has to start a year earlier with the then unknown in America, Joe Cocker, from Sheffield, Yorkshire, England. With only a single album out in the summer of 1969, playing to 300,000 at the Woodstock Festival in upstate New York, Joe Cocker's performance was quite the coming out party. Just the mention of Woodstock brings back a rush of memories for Joe Cocker.
It's indented in my mind. I mean, I can, you know, just talking to you, I can feel it as if I was up there.
Well, many of us, particularly here in the States, saw you for the very first time in the Woodstock film. Now, other than the Jimi Hendrix footage, your performance of With a Little Help from My Friends at Woodstock is possibly the most memorable moment in 3 days worth of superstar performances. And you were just a rookie.
I didn't find out till later. I was the only guy in the band who wasn't on LSD. Because I flew in on a separate helicopter to the band, and I thought they were all looking a bit hot, you know, a bit frisky up there.
They'd all gotten.
So I think that's why I was so energized. Was I was having to sort of catch up with them, you know, in the spirit of things,
without any chemical assistance.
Yes, really. Well, on that day, I swear to God.
Oh. Yeah. What happened when you took that stage show to the all important U.S. television TV show Ed Sullivan Show?
Well, that was it was all, you know, such an adventure then. And I remember going to an audition for the Ed Sullivan Show. And, literally an audition at a little office, and the producer was sat there. I had a backing track of Little Help, you know. Not Little Help, a Feeling All Right. Song, Dave Mason tune.
Yeah.
And so the guy, you know, he's just like, Mr. Producer, goes, okay, come on. You know, I'm almost like being on American Idol or something. I'm just stood on the end of this rug. And I sang the first 4 notes with such volume that, I mean, the guy almost fell off his chair and said, you've got it, you've got it, you know. I think it was just frightened him to death. But when we actually did the show, it was a bit like, you remember when Elvis, they wouldn't shoot him from the waist down. But with me, with my arm movements, I mean, I didn't realize it, but when people were saying that they thought I looked spastic or whatever.
You were.
So they surrounded me. They surrounded me with all these pretty chicks to try and deflect from it, I guess.
What, like dancers and stuff, right?
Yeah, if you see the footage, it's, you know, I'm surrounded by all these dancing pretty girls.
And this was supposed to save us from your arms?
Yeah. Which is, all, you know, I mean, now people realize I'm just impersonating the keyboard or the air guitar, you know.
Wow.
But then they found it a bit risque.
You are so beautiful. To me, you are so beautiful. To me, can't you see? Can't you see? beautiful.